Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hello, Scotchos!
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, the Doctor of Love, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola! Welcome. Doctor of Love is okay. Or Feel Good is okay.
Doctor Feel Good, yeah.
I'll go by either of those. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. All right. How you doing, Matt?
I'm great, Jay. I am on cloud nine. Everything's going
sweet.
Well. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Bagwine, Ohio. So. There's a little problem.
Well, all right,
though. There's a little problem, though. Seems the Schmoopster, my BFF / OSP, has a little health problem.
Yeah.
Over at OSU Medical Center. Got transferred there from Springfield Regional Band-Aid Station yesterday.
Yeah. It got a little too complicated for them.
It did. They can't figure out why she looks like a tree in autumn. All that yellow. Could be cancer, could be nothing.
They were staring at her chart. Stared at it, and they kept staring at that no insurance line and said, We give. We don't know what to do here.
Well, maybe they couldn't read the chart because her yellowness was just, they couldn't see it because it's so bright.
They needed some of those trucker sunglasses, you know.
Exactly.
The yellow.
Uh-huh.
To cut down, yeah.
But getting her to the hospital went off without a hitch. Well, I guess I should backtrack. How's things with you, J-Man?
Oh, things are just swell with me.
Really?
Yeah. Sunny and warm, just like you would expect in late October.
Yes.
A little ridiculous. Allergies going crazy.
Probably the political KKK candidates down there. They're going without their hoods.
They're everywhere.
So warm.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Yeah, it's going to be tough to wear the cape and the hood on the Election Day if it doesn't cool off.
Yes. And if you'd like to know what we're talking about, you can check that out at today's post that Jay wrote, very funny, at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Funny only in the sense that, well, you have to laugh, otherwise you'll be very, very nervous.
Yes.
But the white supremacists running for office. And if you'd like information on any of those white supremacists, just go to your local Republican Party headquarters because that's where their stuff is.
Yeah.
Not saying the GOP supports them. They're just letting them, you know.
Not officially endorsing.
Their stuff just, there. No. Not official or anything. But, you know, there they are.
We don't agree with this guy, but here, you could check out his little handout.
Yeah, check out his position on tax policy and stuff like that.
That's good to know.
So, anyway. So the Schmoopster got a special ride to Columbus.
Well, she did. Well, let me. Well, she got a special ride Monday to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother took her.
Yeah, yes, he did.
And then he left her, and then he kept the car, and I ran out of cigarettes, which is the most important thing of that part of the story.
That's when things really went downhill.
It went downhill quickly. And then,
so
yes,
he kept the car, and he just never, I guess he's a busy, busy man. And
yes,
he just never quite got around to calling you and giving you any update.
No.
And then he, you know, forgot to bring his car back to you.
Correct. I was finally updated, I think, Monday night by said patient Schmoop. Which was help.
Yeah. But Schmoop's brother did help you out in another way.
Yeah,
he swung by the beer mine for you.
He swung by the beer mine, and when Mike said, when Drive-By Mikey, the owner, my boss, hey, I thought Mahoney called in sick today because he was going to take your place. Oh, I don't know anything about that. Oh, of course you don't.
And at that moment, your elaborate ruse to avoid work for one day was
exactly
exposed.
Which Mike immediately thought it was a ruse that I had been planning for months, that back in June I had injected her with yellow number 5 and was waiting till harvest time just to mess up his world.
You sneaky bastard.
I know, I'm a sneakster. And annoyingly enough, Monday and Tuesday, no information from the hospital. And sadly, about 3:15 yesterday, I got a phone call from Schmoop. Not from anyone else, of course.
No.
That she was getting transferred to OSU Medical Center.
And she got to ride in the ambulance.
Yes. She got a $10,000 limousine ride from Springfield,
yep,
Ohio to Columbus.
Yep. So, got to ride in that comfy little bed.
I will tell you this.
Honestly, I assume that the ambulance belongs to OSU, because if the ambulance belonged to your hospital, it probably would have been a 76 Pinto. And she would have been, they would have set her in the back seat and said, here, hold your IV bottle up here.
Uh-huh. Quit bouncing. I will tell you, though.
Keep it above the heart. Let's go. Come on.
Exactly.
Not that far. Jeez.
I'll tell you what, the two guys that picked her up, they were incredibly cool, incredibly young. In fact, Schmoo probably had sex with both of them on the way over there, but...
Well, you know, what else are you going to do?
Exactly. No, she did say, well, I actually initially asked him, hey, can she smoke in the back of the ambulance? She hadn't had a cigarette since Monday. And they said, no. But then the one guy said, don't tell anyone, but we'll let you smoke one before we put you in. So
That was sweet of him.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also like the, haven't had one since Monday, and as if it's been like weeks and weeks. In fact, it was just Tuesday.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. I talked to Schmoop this morning, and she said that cigarette gave me the biggest buzz I've ever had.
Hell yeah. Well, now is she able to get up and wander around and go visit her neighbors?
Well, here's the thing. She feels fine. She was dressed in street clothes when they took her. She's just walking around. Everything's normal except, well, she's yellow.
Hmm. Well, of course, now I would have I would have required her to be, you know, wearing one of those gowns with her ass hanging out of it. That would have just been for my entertainment, not really, you know.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Jay, you would be proud of me. I went over there yesterday at 5 before and spent 2 hours with her waiting for the ambulance guys to show up. And before they put her in the cart to take her out, I groped her.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Yeah. That made you feel better, right?
Well, yeah. It could be the last time I ever touched them.
That's probably not, that's not a productive attitude to have at all, right there.
Well, no, but I'll tell you what, what's even better, they got hard. Yes. Uh-huh. I still got it.
Alright. So they haven't made any official determination. They don't know for sure.
Well,
she's
no,
got a, some kind of a block bile duct, right?
Oh, no. They're certain she does. They just don't know where. And now they're trying.
Well, how many
to,
are there?
Well, I don't know. But they're trying to determine, from what Schmoop told me, which specialist should see her. To which I'm thinking, well, don't you need to know what's wrong with her before you pick the specialist? She said, all I did yesterday, Matt, was get prodded by an Indian guy.
Well, she's probably had fantasies about that anyway.
Well, yeah, she probably
Well, anyway, I know that doctors, you know, have been specializing quite a bit over the last few years, but this seems to be really taking it to an extreme. I mean, do we really have doctors who specialize in a specific bile duct?
What, evidently?
Oh, no. I only work on bile ducts 1 and 4. I'm sorry. You appear to need someone to work on bile duct number 2.
Uh-huh. Either that or I only work on yellow people. She's kind of amber.
They could come in with the little thing that, like, the designers have with all their little paint swatches, you know, flipping it through on the keychain, you know, trying to get the exact color, you know.
And instead of a title for
we'll
the color,
Raji.
It has a doctor's name on it.
We'll call Dr. Raj.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Well, as long as some mullet-headed Kentucky redneck doctor doesn't come in the room, I think she'd be all right.
She needs a Jew, Dave. That's or Jay. She needs a Jew.
That might be it. That might be the only problem. They sent in the Indian guy and the redneck.
Yeah. And then I've got nothing but support from my boss.
Oh, what a guy he is.
Yeah, he called me yesterday, about 5 till 5 before I left. How much time do you need off? How much time? Let me know. You got to let me know now.
Well, you know, that was a nice offer.
Well, it was. To which, you know, me being me, I turned it down. I said, fuck you, I'll be here tomorrow. God damn it.
And not only little chats you and Mikey have are so endearing.
Yeah, I know. And it took me until 9 o'clock this morning to figure out how much I fucked myself by saying that.
Well, I love the fact that you tell Mike, hey, you know what, Schmoop, there's something wrong with her. We don't know exactly what it is. They're putting her in the hospital, and his reaction is, why me?
Exactly.
Why me, damn it?
Well, she's got nurses. Why do you have to be there?
And we got some, we just had a guest leave the chat room. That was quick. But we got some guests in the chat room, and we got Miss Dana Lou in the chat room.
Yay, Dana.
Yeah, that's Dana Lou who hates me. But
oh.
Well, she says that I hate her, but I'm pretty sure she's just projecting.
Yes. You have nothing but love for everyone.
Exactly. But she didn't care for my attempt at easing the tension on Facebook the other day. But and there's Mr. Jaffer.
Yeah, we got Manyar in there.
So we got Canadians galore. Because we got Miss, our favorite Canadian Miss Jamie.
Yeah,
listening in also.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. And of course, God knows who's listening in on their mobile devices out there.
I know. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And we never brought up the fact that, you know, it's sad that Schmoop's in the hospital and all that, but we have three number one shows this week.
Exactly. We're just shuffling our shows in and out at number one every week. Our good friend the Ed Show does a new show, and he thinks maybe he can, you know, he's trying to time it, you know. And we've been number one for like 3 days, and he does a show, pops up at number two, and he thinks, all right, I'll be number one tomorrow, and boom, our next show is number one. Right.
I know it's sad. I feel bad for the Ed Show.
I do feel bad for him. I mean, he's right there. He keeps trying.
He's pesky.
Yeah, he is. He's tenacious.
And you would think us being number one 3 times in 1 week would be enough medicine for Schmoop, but no.
I think. It's certainly good medicine for me.
Yeah. She wants
to
be stubborn.
Now we got more guests in the room, and Dana keeps saying she's vying for positive attention from me, and she's just getting bleep back. Well, that's just not true.
No.
Not true at all.
No.
I don't think. I don't think. But, no. Well, you know, the thing about it is that when things, you know, when I'm nervous or upset, you know, I mean, over this whole situation, I'm worried about Schmoop.
Right.
Like we all are.
Right.
And, you know, things start getting a little tense. My natural reaction is to, you know, make a little joke.
Yeah. It's a defense mechanism.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, so, yeah. Sometimes, it, you know, people don't like it. Backfires a little bit, but yeah, that's just the way it is. I can't help it.
Exactly. And
I'm insanely jealous that you have an Asian girlfriend, so.
I know. It's kind of hot.
Yeah. all these years of you mocking me for my love of Asian women, and then all of a sudden I get a message from you, and you're like, "Hey, my girlfriend is yellow."
And
I'm
the
like,
best,
you
I know.
Bastard.
Let me tell you, Jay. For an Asian girl, she has some big tits.
Apologies to all the Asians listening out there. That was just a little joke. Again, yeah. I'm trying to relieve the tension here.
Exactly. We're both under duress.
We are. Yeah. Because, you know, your report that Schmoop had turned yellow was a little disconcerting.
Oh, man. Not only yellow. Yellow. In fact, one of my brothers, he lives in Columbus. He's going to Florida this weekend to see his daughter, but he said he would try to get over to see Schmoop before he left. And I said, well, I got to warn you, she's yellow. He said, oh, how yellow. So, well, he may not go see her.
And, you know, there's probably people out there. There's probably people out there who wanted to ask you to take a picture of Yellow Schmoop.
No, I don't know any people like that.
You know, out of curiosity.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I am never going to hear from her again now.
Yeah, I wonder what she's wearing.
Oh, God, I always wonder what she's wearing.
What are you wearing, Dana? Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, if you'd like to see Dana, she was one of the babes of the week this past Sunday.
She was?
Yeah.
They're at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm. Showing a little leg, showing a little cleavage.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, though, Jay. In spite of all the effed upness that this that has transpired so far, and it's only been like 2.5 days, a lot of good people out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had posted 2 minutes after I posted that she had been transferred to OSU, you called me last night. That was sweet.
Yeah. I thought I'd better check on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were pretty much in the condition I thought you'd be in.
What are you saying?
Not well, you were a little, you know, on edge.
Uh-huh. And our new best friend, Miss. She was right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, sweetheart.
Yep.
Even though she's still battling that cold, and now her one of her kids has it.
Yep.
Mm.
Which she has talked to me about incessantly while Shmoop is laying, dying in a bed. She's talking about her daughter having a croup. Jesus criminy.
Just a little cough. Oh, you're going to get a nasty phone call.
We're just kidding, Miss. We kid because we love.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, I put the bat signal out last night because, as you know, Jay, today is Rhino's 18th birthday.
Yes, it is.
My son, Rhino, turns 18 today.
We probably should have hit that a little
earlier. You what?
Yeah, we probably should have hit that a little earlier, you know,
well,
throwing out the happy birthdays, but, yeah, he understands.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're disoriented. We're worried.
Exactly.
So I had to get up this morning, and, you know, I can't get up on my own. So on Facebook last night, I asked people to give me a wake-up call. And I put my phone number out there, and 3 people called me and woke me up.
Yeah, phone was ringing off the hook.
Mm-hmm. And one of the messages, or one of the numbers I'm going to save, because it came from former NFL great Landon Johnson.
Well, I tell you, I saw that post last night on Facebook, and I thought, you know, that's the kind of thing I ought to do, but shit, that'd be 6:15 my time.
I know.
And you know, I usually, you know, I get up at, you know, anywhere between 4 and 5:30 to take my morning piss.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So it really didn't really, you know, coincide with anything that would allow me to.
No, I understand. Oh no, your phone call counted last night. But no, I would. In addition to Missy, the lovely Missy who called me. And actually, little Jimmy Stewart called me, Jay.
Well, how about that?
And but no, the one that kind of blew me away was Stacy Johnson of Stacy Uncorked. She called me, and let me tell you, you never want to get a phone call from her at 7:15 because that chick is too damn perky. It sounded like she had been up.
People, huh?
Oh yeah, it sounded like she had been up for 3 hours, dressed, hair all nice.
She'd been up working,
uh-huh.
Getting things done,
yeah,
making plans, organizing.
Uh huh. So that was nice of all of them.
Those people. I don't know about those morning people.
Oh, I told her about it too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to ingratiate myself to anyone. So
no.
I told her, why are you so damn perky? Never call me again.
Well, I tell you what, it's okay to be a morning person. But being chatty in the morning, now that's just not going to get it.
Uh-huh.
I want quiet in the morning.
Exactly. She could have said, Matt, it's time to get up. That would have been hot.
Mm. Yeah. Instead it was, it's a beautiful day. Hello, how you doing? Oh, God.
No, the sad thing was, and it was a little disconcerting, that's what I got from Jim. When he called, he said, it's time to get up.
Time to get up, Pookie.
This is one of our best shows. And if you'd like to join our show, you can call in at 661-244-9852.
Exactly. You want to call in and give a shout-out to the Smoopster?
Yes.
Or you want to call in and if you want to call in and scold the stupid people that Matt's been having to deal with, the insensitive louts.
Yes.
You can do that, too. Call in and tell us how great we are. We're open to that.
Oh, always.
Don't forget, you can subscribe to us on iTunes.
And you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/IWS Radio.
And on Tumblr at IWSradio.tumblr.com. And I tell you what, you can go on there on iTunes and you can rate the show.
Mm.
You can give us 5 stars. 4 if you want. We prefer 5, but you know.
3 is unacceptable.
No, we won't tolerate that. And you can leave a comment telling us how great we are, how much you love us.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, we'd appreciate that greatly.
Yes. Oh, another thing, a shout out to Schmoop's boss, whom I have never really liked because I worked there for a while. But today is payday, and Schmoop's in Columbus, so she can't sign her check. So I have all of Schmoop's bank stuff, and Dave's going to pick it up, and Schmoop's boss is just going to hand him cash, which is nice of him, so he can go put it in the bank.
Oh, that is nice. Very, very thoughtful, very considerate.
Yep.
Of course, when Dave gets there, her boss is going to say, Schmoop-hoo.
Well, yeah, he's not. He doesn't have all his faculties. In fact, he probably might say, oh, you want to see your sister? She's probably out there at her desk.
Yeah, isn't she here today?
She's the yellow one.
You can't miss her. And so Dana Lou's giving a big shout-out to Schmoop in the chat room there.
That's nice of her.
So anyway, we do want to wish the Rhinester a happy birthday.
Yeah, good old Rhino.
It is the big 1-8. On his way home from school, he can legally pick up a pack of cigarettes and a porn mag if he were to, you know, choose to do so. Don't have to, but it's just nice to know you can if you want to.
And because he's a man, Jay, this morning when I talked to him, I said, your future stepmother has cancer. That's the way life is. Handle it, man.
Now have a good day at school. Get in there and study hard.
That's right.
Well, you know, you can't hide ugly things from them forever.
No, you don't want to coddle them.
No. They just have to, sometimes they have to learn the way the real world works.
And then I told him, and when she dies, you know, I already drink rose, but now I'm going to drink it every minute of the day.
Oh, God.
Sitting next to a dumpster crying.
The dumpster behind the beer mine.
Uh-huh.
Because you need to be in a familiar locale.
And
so
then
people
I
can drive through and go, hey, isn't that the guy who used to work here?
Yeah. And then I told him, life is as bitter as it is long.
I think we did a life lesson show, but that's pretty good. But,
well, you can always have another one.
Oh, yeah. These kids have to learn every year.
I can tell you
what. Which road you go down, it's a tough one.
No one better try to give me exact change when I work today, because they're going to have their head shoved up their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie's not happy.
Well, Jaffer says that in Canada he could get a pack of 2x4. I don't know exactly what that is, but some areas of Canada at 18 he could probably buy alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, Canada, he could probably just go into a pharmacy and buy a couple of joints and a bunch of Vicodin and some Percocet too, right?
And it would be free.
Right. They'd say, have a nice day, son.
Exactly.
Well, we lost our two guests.
Yeah, well, these things happen.
Hmm.
You know,
kinda hurtful.
I know, and I'll tell you
what
else.
Very inconsiderate again. More inconsiderate people.
I'll tell you what else is hurtful. I wanted Schmoop to call in today. No, I'm busy.
I got a window to stare out of. Oh, right. We're in the after show. The guest dropped off.
Yes, I know. But come on. I mean, she's comfy. She's getting room service. She could frickin' call in.
being waited on hand and foot.
Exactly.
But what I can only assume are hot nurses.
Yes.
Hot nurses in their scrubs. Their little booties swinging back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have their hair in a ponytail that's bobbing up and down as they walk down the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Pretending that it's on accident.
Oh, yeah, they're not trying to get me all
No,
worked up.
No.
Just natural.
Speaking of hot nurses, I have a couple more shout-outs.
Yeah?
And one is to your BFF. Mm-hmm. The lovely.
Yes.
The talented Warrior Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Who was kind enough to send Schmoop a message to the hospital yesterday, as were you, J-Man. Although
mm-hmm.
It was mean. It was hurtful.
My sense of humor was coming through again.
And what did your message say, J-Man?
I told her it was 85 degrees and humid, and I needed her to come down here and cool me off. I don't know what it meant, but I thought it sounded good.
It did. I laughed.
Yeah. And the J-Mom sent her a message, too, but I wonder if she sent it, if it didn't get there in time.
Oh, I don't
yesterday.
Know. I didn't see that one. I will tell you that, let's see, Sherry and Kat, and I'll tell you what, with Kat and the lovely Joe sent her a message.
Uh-huh.
And when I got the hard copy of Joe's message, I licked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Miss Jo was one of the babes of the week, too.
Yes, she was.
I don't think she liked that picture as much. I love that picture of her.
I do, too. I think it's cute as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're wondering what we're talking about, you can go back to Sunday's post at iwsradio.blogspot.com and see Jo in her sexy ponytails.
Mm-hmm. Nice people.
A lot of people.
And you got some nice thoughts from Miss Linda Madrona too.
Yes, I did. Who is?
Yeah. We are just surrounded by hotness.
Well, yeah. I would say things about Linda, but since her husband's a Marine and could kill me with his bare hands, I will refrain from doing so.
He's half Native American, too, which, you know, he could put a spell on your ass from across the country or something. As if somebody hasn't already.
I know. That's why this is all happening.
You know, you've got to talk to your the wife and say, look, you're just going to have to take one or two of those pins out of that voodoo doll.
Oh, God. And let me tell you, she's even bringing Rhino through the drive-thru tonight so I can see him on his 18th birthday.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Of course, she'll also say, hey, you got an extra 20?
Right after you say, well, you know, Smoop's in the hospital, they still don't know, and she'll say, oh, too bad. You got an extra 20?
Exactly. Uh-huh.
And then, of course, you'll post about what a horrible person she is on Facebook. And then West Coast, and then West Coast Cat will come by and explain why she was right to do that.
I know. In fact, I was
and the cycle of life will just continue.
Uh-huh. Everything's normal.
That's the way the world works.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, Jay, and I'm just going to do this just in her honor.
Tea break with Smoop. Are you telling me you have to pee? But
no, I was just
just taking a little trip down memory lane.
Exactly.
You sit at home and play that over and over and over, don't you?
No, I look at her pictures is what I do. And I look at the pictures that I don't post on Facebook. You know, before she was yellow. Oh, God. I knew this would be a good show.
Yeah, so here you are, worrying, upset.
Mm-hmm.
She's lounging around.
I know.
At a 5-star hotel. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, there was, you know, the big concern yesterday, you know, when you said that they were taking her to Columbus in an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
My first reaction was, well, you know, I've seen a lot of TV and movies, and the chances of her making it to Columbus were, you know, 50-50 at that. You know, you don't really know where she's going, right?
They had her sign a paper, too. This is just authorizing us taking you there. To which I said, oh, sure, that's all that means.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. It allows us to take you to Columbus and run all kinds of experiments on you. What, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what, it would actually be nice.
Just put these electrodes on your nipples and let's go.
Uh-huh. It'd be nice if they did run some experiments on her so we would know what's going on.
Yeah, maybe a couple little medical tests.
Well, as she told me this morning, no one knows what's wrong with me. I guess I'm nothing but a yellow enigma.
You know, that's not a bad internet moniker to use, the yellow enigma.
I know.
Joker may come back with that one someday. May give up being Joker. Oh, man.
And we got about 5 or 6 minutes left in the show.
And if you enjoy this one, be sure to tune in again on Sunday at noon, because we're probably going to do it again.
Well, Sunday we'll probably have the Schmoop Memorial Service.
God. Again, dude, no, that's just not
productive. I'll be broadcasting live above her urn.
Well, you snuggle with it. You hold it tight.
And then I'll say, well, what ultimately killed her? And they'll say, ah, we still don't know.
She passed away before we could run any tests. We couldn't find the specific specialist that we needed.
Well, could I have some of her blood? From what I understand, you took 10 gallons.
And they love to take blood. Well, you know what happens is, though, you go to a new doctor, they start over from scratch because they don't accept what.
Exactly.
No. I mean, you say, here's all my medical records. No. I'm not looking at that. No, we're starting over at square one right here, and you're gonna give up some blood.
Those can't be right.
Yeah. No. We want some of that new blood you've got.
And the funny thing is, after taking all the blood, she was initially treated for anemia. Well, no wonder she's anemic, you moron.
You just took a bucket of blood from her.
God.
You seem to be a little low on blood, really. No. All of this, and sometime probably Friday, they're going to, like, roll her downstairs, put her under, and they're going to run a little 10-minute endoscopy thing on her, and then they're going to say, okay, you can go home.
Day.
And she'll be standing outside OSU Medical Center going, okay.
I hope that to be true, actually.
Yeah. And you'll just say, you know, just start walking west and I'll catch you somewhere along the way.
I'll meet up with you.
Yeah. Is it I-70? Just, you know.
Actually, I'll send your brother Dave. He may go somewhere else first, but he'll get you. Don't worry.
He'll get you as he swings through Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Stops and has lunch.
Because, you
go
know,
and watch the ducks at the river.
Because I can't go get her because I cannot have any time off because I didn't tell Mike yesterday.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Oh, man. All right. Looks like we got about a minute and a half or so.
Yeah. Well, in all seriousness, here's to the Schmoop. I miss her a lot.
I miss her, too.
I know you do.
We all love the Schmoopster. We want Schmoop home.
Yes.
Damn it.
Because someone's got to cook for me.
The dishes are starting to pile up.
They are, Jay. Oh, my God. This place is a mess.
But she did stock the fridge for you.
Oh, my God. No kidding. I'm good till Thanksgiving on that. But she could have put a turkey in there in case she misses that too.
So. And did you put a can of cranberry sauce in the cabinet or something?
No, she didn't. That's on my list.
Man, no stuffing, no turkey.
Nope.
No cranberry sauce. Unbelievable.
I know. Thoughtless. All right, J-Man, another great show.
All right, excellent.
And thanks for being my friend, buddy.
And thank you.
Oh, shush.
Just for being you. And thanks, Schmoop, for being Schmoop.
Yeah, and thanks to all of you for all your kind words. And I guess we'll see everyone again Sunday.
That's the plan.
All right, Jay, man. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.